I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New crime numbers in Dallas, not what the cops hoped for.
Police tell the Public Safety Committee that they had 24 murders in the month of July, and the murder rate is on track to match last year's record rate. Also, there's been a 30% increase in violent crime. Councilwoman Kara Mendelson asked Chief Renee Hall if she thought her crime plan was working.
Yes or no? Is your violent crime plan working?
Ma'am, it's not a yes or no answer. There are some portions of the crime plan that are working, and there are some that need some adjusting.
Does it bother you that 4,428 people, plus all their loved ones, have been directly impacted by this horrible violent crime?
Police say violent crime is up in all the country's major cities. The city has reported 128 murders this year compared to 127 last year at this time. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in Dallas County, another 581 people have now tested positive for coronavirus. That brings the countywide total to 55,255. County Judge Clay Jenkins says today continues a trend of lower hospitalizations, lower ICU admissions, and lower emergency department visits for COVID-19. Also, one other person who suffered with the virus has passed away. That victim was a Segalville woman in her 90s. 756 people with the virus have died now in Dallas County.
Moving to Tarrant County, where the county is reporting 305 new cases, bringing their total to almost 32,500. 452 people are still in the hospital. The county is not reporting any additional deaths. They did have 8 over the weekend, bringing their total up to 422. They open up the dorms at TCU. Students are not allowed to show up all at once for move-in day.
Students had to reserve a time to move in, and TCU spread the move-in dates over an entire week to prevent long lines and big crowds. Students say they're glad to come back to campus, but they don't know what to expect this semester.
I think it just feels different because there's a lot of like unknown factors of people from different areas and like what they could be bringing.
You have to start thinking about who your friends are hanging out with. So like a friend of ours is like doing a sport and he's in a frat.
TCU has limits on how many students will be allowed inside a dorm room at a time, and guests who don't live in the residence hall will have to stay in the lobby. Students who do test positive will be placed in isolation, and TCU says care coordinators will let professors know and set up online instruction. At TCU, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.